You. We greet you in the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ and welcome to the house of the Lord. Happy to see you at the post of duty, smiley faces, happy to be in his presence. Amen. Amen. Some of us are not smiling. Amen. Forget about that, okay? Just smile and rejoice. Amen. And express yourself. Amen.
Amen.
Because the day will come when you say, oh, if we could gather. Remember of COVID. Do you remember that? I remember the first time we had a Zoom meeting, you know, in COVID. I saw the sisters gathering on Zoom. There are sisters. You know. But when we have this opportunity, let's take it.
Amen.
Amen. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for granting us another Sunday morning to come and speak about the things of the kingdom and fellowship around your word, O Lord. We are citizens of the kingdom of heaven, O Lord, and the things of the kingdom of heaven are our food, O Lord, and we rejoice in your presence, O Lord. That's why we are happy people. We are a blessed people to see my brother, to see my sister, always like of the same faith, O Lord, coming together in your presence. That's why we commit ourselves into your hand. Take now control, O Lord. We have come as needy people. We have come with our needs, our sorrows, our worries, O Lord. But we have come to an answering God, knowing that we'll go with an answer in our hearts, O Lord. It may not be what we expect, but it will be your perfect will, O Lord. That's why we commit this service into your hand. Bless us. Let us rejoice in your presence, O Lord, in the precious name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. Let's read Galatians 4, verse 22 and 23. Happy to see our good friend Saktiz. Yeah? Always happy to see you. For it is written that Abraham had two sons, the one by a bondmaid and the other by a free woman. But he who was of the bondwoman was born after the flesh, but he of the free woman was by promise. Amen. You may be seated. God bless you for the reading of the word. So we are still on our topic, the sons, the children of promise. And we saw last time that Abraham had two sons, as we read. And we saw that Abraham's blessing was twofold. One physical, one natural, and one spiritual. And every natural, biological child of Abraham had access to the natural blessing of Abraham, because God has blessed Abraham with the land, with cattle, with riches, gold, and everything. But the spiritual blessing was only to the child of promise. That's why we saw in the first lesson that the children of Israel, naturally, in the time of Jesus, they were natural children of Abraham. But Paul was realizing that they didn't partake of the spiritual blessing of Abraham, which was the Holy Ghost, which was the adoption, which was the everything, all the blessings in the spiritual realm. They didn't partake of it. And why? Paul says it's because only children of the promise are partakers of the spiritual blessing. Israel, not all Israel is Israel, but only children of promise are counted as children of Abraham. Amen. That was the background of what we saw last time. So, two children, and we remember last time we said, both children were the result of the same promise. God said to Abraham, I'll give you a son. But that promise was taken by, you know, was taken by two different people. Sarah doubted the promise, interpreted it in her own way, and it produced Ishmael. Abraham believed the promise, it produced Isaac. So the same promise produced two results. Amen? That's why we said last time that you need to be very careful, because the word you are listening into your brother, it may produce, you know, the transforming power, making him look like Jesus. In you, if you are not careful, it may produce a different result. Amen? Now today, we are going to look at another aspect. God said to Abraham, I will give you a child. You will possess the land. Your posterity, your children, your descendants will possess the land. I'll bless you, and so forth. But there were challenges to meet, to reach to the fulfillment, to the manifestation of the promise. The first challenge is that Abraham had no child. Sarah was barren, as we know. Abraham couldn't give a child. That was a challenge. But God's word never failed. God, from the time he said that, I will bless you, and, you know, your children, your posterity will inherit the promise. Inside that word of God, in the promise, everything Abraham needed to bring it to manifestation was embedded in the promise. Amen. Everything that was required for that promise to come to manifestation was included in the promise. So it was not Abraham's job to start and manufacture the fulfillment of the promise. Everything that he needed, God had to provide, so that the word of God had to come to manifestation. The only thing that Abraham had to do was to believe the promise. Once he believed the promise, God had now to make provisions. It was God's responsibility to make sure that it will come to pass. Amen. Now, God made provision for Abraham from the time he left his land, I don't know, Ur or Charan or whatever it was, to where God wanted him to be established. God provided everything Abraham needed for his journey. God provided everything Abraham needed for his safety It was God's responsibility. Amen. Next. God provided also for a prevailing power for Abraham. Because Abraham had to face some adversity on his road. Remember, when he was in that land, some kings came and took Lot captive. Amen. Are you with me? Amen. Those kings came and, fought the king of Sodom and took Lot captive and they were taking him back. If you go and read history, you'll find that those kings came from the areas, the land where Abraham had left. That's where they came from. These are the people, the very place that God told Abraham to leave. Get away from here and go somewhere else. But those people, those powers from the land that Abraham left, they were not happy that Abraham had repented. They were not happy that Abraham had left this world of idol worship. They were now after fighting Abraham. They knew that if you want to catch Abraham, let's catch Lot. So that they were taking Lot back to the land of Ur, to the area where Abraham left, so that Abraham will be led to return. That was the tactic. God's word was separation. Leave your father, leave your country, leave your... And he went. Provision were made that he should remain there because that was the land of promise. But the powers of darkness, they were not happy. We need to capture him and bring him back. Amen. And Abraham, you know, the plan of the devil was unfolding. They came and they fought kingdom after kingdom after kingdom. They fought the kingdom of Sodom, Gomorrah. They defeated them and took Lot on its way, on their way back to bring them back where Abraham came from so that Abraham will surrender. Abraham will drop obedience to the word of God and return to the land. Amen. But God made provision. Because within the promise, God had said, I will bless you. It was not Abraham's duty, responsibility. It was God's responsibility. So that man, when he escaped, he came and told Abraham, your brother is there, he's been taken there. You need to do something. You know, in the Jewish tradition, they say that man, though apparently came with good intention, but he was, evil-minded. Because his thought was that Abraham would never let Lot be taken captive. Abraham will follow. And remember those armies that king that defeated, it was a powerful army because it defeated kingdom after kingdom. It defeated people after people of professionally trained soldiers. But Abraham had only 318 people. How could you fight that king who defeated army after army? So the Jewish tradition say that man, he came because he knew that Abraham, when will follow and go and fight that king, they're going to kill him. He will inherit everything from Abraham. That was the thought behind. But since in the promise God said, I will bless you, though even only with 318 men who were not even professional soldiers, just, herdmen and shepherds and so forth, only with that bunch of people, he went and defeated that powerful army. Just to show that in the promise, there was provision for prevailing power. If you believe the promise, there is inside the promise everything you need to defeat all the powers that will try to bring you back in the world. Amen. Just your faith in the promise gives you the power. It will never bring you back to the world anymore. You'll never be brought back to the things you forsook anymore. Because in the promise is provision for that. Amen. If you are a child of Abraham, and the Bible says, the children of Abraham are those who are born by promise. And if you believe the promise, you are a child of Abraham. Amen. Next thing, Abraham didn't have a child, and Abraham was old. But inside the promise, as long as God said that you will have a child, there was a transforming power. Amen. In the promise, there was a transforming power that was able to change Abraham's and Sarah's body.
Amen.
Amen. They didn't do anything, just believe the promise.
Amen.
The moment they believed the promise, you know, time didn't matter anymore for God. No matter how old they became, no matter how weak they became, but as long as they had faith in the promise, you know, there was power in the promise to bring them back to their youth age.
Amen.
Amen. Are you children of Abraham? So, God made provision for everything. God made provision that my word will never fail. You believe my word. Anything that God has said regarding you, it will come to pass. Even if your physical condition says that you are not able to do it. You know, even if your physical condition says, oh, you know, the medicine says, medical science says that you have reached menopause, you can't have a child anymore. In the promise, there is a transforming power that will go and create new hormones. Amen. That will go and create new elements in your body and bring that promise to realization. Amen. Brother Henry, do you believe that? For your eyes, God is able to go and touch that retina or whatever. I don't know all the terms, but God knows them and renew them and make them new and give you a new sight. Amen. God is able. If from nothing, God could create everything that we see. What is an eye? What is a child? What is all those things that bothers you, God is able. Amen?
Amen.
We are the children of the promise. God is able even, because Sarah was not a real believer, a true believer of the promise. It was Abraham who was a true believer of the promise. But because of Abraham's faith, God was able to transform even Sarah. Amen. Because of your faith, God is able to save your family.
Yeah.
Amen. Because of your faith, because of your faith in the promise, God is able to save your children. He's able to save your husband. Sarah didn't believe, even when God came in a human flesh himself, speaking to Abraham, Sarah mocked God. Amen. She laughed. You know what Isaac means? Laughter. Because she was, oh, this old man, this old Abraham. What kind of people does he associate with? Look at the other people he brings today. Look at that old man there, talking about God. He didn't believe, she didn't believe. But because of Abraham's faith in the promise, there was enough power to transform him and to transform Sarah. Amen.
Amen.
Are we together?
Amen.
Okay. Let's run. Now we are going to look at the children of the promise in every generation. Because it's that the Bible says, not the children of the flesh, but the children of the promise. In Jesus' generation, what made the difference between the children of the flesh, amen, and the children of the promise? What made the difference? The children of the flesh, they were after looking at Jesus in, you know, naturally. They were able to look and see his mistakes. They were able to look and see his weaknesses and trace his origin and go according to the, you know, the popular account of Jesus' birth. Because remember, the Jews that time, they were saying that he was born of a Roman soldier. you know, his dad was not known and he was a bastard and so forth. But what made the difference? What made the others to be identified as the children of Abraham? They were watching the accomplishments, the fulfillment of promises. Amen. Some were looking at Jesus and looking at him and seeing as an illegitimate child. But others wondered, they say that guy doesn't have a father. What does the scripture say about a child without a father? They went and said, a virgin shall conceive. Can't this child be the fulfillment of this promise? Amen. Some were watching. Amen. Some were checking what they were seeing against the written promises of God. That's what made the difference between the children of the flesh and the children of the promise.
That's right.
Amen. That's what made the difference between... Come on, bro. It's Brother Azzy. Amen. That's what made the difference between the children of the flesh and the children of the promise. Amen. In every generation, in every age, the children of Abraham are those who believe in the promise. The children of the flesh are those who don't see the promise and they see things naturally. Are we together? Now, let's look only a few examples in the first coming of the Lord. Because when we're talking about the first coming of the Lord, many people think of, I don't know, everyone has a representation of what the first coming of the Lord is. But remember, the first coming of the Lord was not a 24-hour day. Are we together?
Yes.
It was not a 24-hour day. The first coming of the Lord was the season, was the period of time in which everything that was written about the Messiah was being fulfilled.
Amen.
Are we together?
Amen.
That's the first coming of the Lord.
That's
everything that was written about the Messiah, from Gabriel's announcement to Mary, to his ascension, all that time frame, that time set, was the first coming of the Lord. Amen. And the children of Abraham were those during that time who recognized the written promise about that time, about that days. Amen. Because when he was born, amen, I feel so good.
Amen.
I like talking about these things, amen. Because we are not any believers, my brother.
Amen.
We are the children of Abraham.
Amen. Amen.
We are not any believers. We are children of the promise.
Amen.
And we have to look what our, you know, brothers in different ages, how were they identified? Because you are the child of the promise today. And you must be identified the same way as those who came before us. Amen. So let me just take one example. Simeon in the temple. Amen. He was there holding a little baby, like that one. Was holding a little baby. And he said, Lord, let me go in peace because I have seen the salvation of God.
Amen.
Because I have seen, in other words, I have seen your coming.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
In the meantime, Peter was maybe somewhere. He didn't even know that a boy is born, the Messiah is born.
Right.
Are you with me?
Yes.
In the meantime, maybe Nathaniel or Nicodemus was doing his business and in a business meeting somewhere, not even aware that a baby Messiah is born.
Amen.
But for Simeon, the first coming of the Lord was a history.
Amen.
He could say, Lord, I've seen your coming. Let me go in peace.
Amen.
Amen. For the shepherd, it was that very same day that Jesus was born. The angel came and told them, in the city of David, today is born a Messiah. The shepherd, they said, okay, it is written in Micaiah. It is written in Micaiah 5:2 that, but thou Bethlehem Ephrathah, that thou the be little, though thou be little among the thousand of Judah, yet out of thee shall he come forth unto me that is to be ruler on Israel. Amen. Who's going forth and have set and so forth. So when the angel came and told them in the city of David, they could have seated between them and say, what is the city of David? Bethlehem. What is written about Bethlehem? The Messiah will come out of Bethlehem. He said, okay, since we see this promise being fulfilled, as children of Abraham, we know that this is the fulfillment of the word of God. They identified themselves to the promise, and they were children of Abraham. For the shepherd, the first coming of the Lord was fulfilled. But for the thief at the cross, the first coming of the Lord will be fulfilled only 30 years later. Are you with me? For him, all the time, remember, he was a rabbi. He was a gangster. While the first coming was walking in the street of Jerusalem, him was robbing banks. Amen.
Amen.
While the first coming was walking, speaking, eating, doing what, him was killing people. And few seconds before his death, he saw the first coming of the Lord. He recognized the first coming of the Lord. He accepted it and was counted as a son of Abraham. Amen.
Amen.
Are you with me?
Amen.
In the synagogue in Nazareth, he went. The Spirit of the Lord is on me. He has anointed me to be this, to give healing, to provide this and that. The people who were children of Abraham, they were watching. Said, this is written in Isaiah 61. And Jesus sitting there, he said, this day, this scripture is fulfilled.
Amen.
And those who were children of Abraham, they saw, they said, this is the Messiah. Amen. And they followed. Those who were not children of Abraham, they tried to stone him. Amen. Because, let's close, let's conclude. Our time is very limited. But the children of Abraham in every generation were those that saw, that recognized the fulfilled word of God in their day.
Amen.
Those are the children of promise. Those are the partakers of the spiritual inheritance of Abraham. Amen.
Amen.
We'll continue next time. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for these things. You know, it may be rocket science to people out there. It may be something foolishness to other people, oh Lord. But as Paul said, what the world called foolishness is the glory of God, oh Lord. That's why we commit our hearts into your hands. We commit your people into your hands, oh Lord. Let us, as we meditate upon these things, let them be really unveiled. Let you, the great teacher, teach our hearts, O Lord. Let it become a reality in our lives, O Lord. We are children of the promise. And let us not, like those 10 spies that Moses sent, when they saw the promised land, they said there's giants on the land. And they refused to accept the promise. And they died in the wilderness, O Lord. But let us take the position of Joshua and Caleb and go and take possession of our promise, O Lord. Because in the promise, the power that will rapture us in this, in the promise, the power that will transform our bodies in the promise, O Lord, the power that will bring us, that will give us the overcoming power is in the promise, O Lord. Let us accept, let us surrender to your will, O Lord. Take now control of the rest of the service. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you.